cosmic or whatever, Priya. I think cosmic. So Maya, this is a continuation of Maya. What is Maya? Sometimes Maya is depicted as a evil witch, always trying all she can to pull us down and cover us over. But then she appears not to be a witch at all, but a servant of God, trying to pull us down and cover us over. So how does that make sense? Well, think of Maya as that dream, the agent of that dream. We want to dream. We have the ability to dream. And those dreams are then painted up for us in our imagination. And then taking substantial, solid form for our senses. That is, in fact, the cosmology of the Bhagavatam. We put this quote there that this is all a dream, this is a secret. So the witch or the goddess, whatever you prefer, is really there just to serve us. And it all is a matter not of some devil out there trying to tempt us, but of our own desires. Our own attraction to our own fantasies. Because what's going on here is simply us using our quality that we have in a minute quantity of being God, the creator and enjoyer. And the controller, whatever you prefer. Some like to create, some like to enjoy, some like to control, and some like all of them.